Good afternoon, all. Right, so welcome and opening remarks. I'm Tony Travers, I'm Felicity London. Thank you for coming this afternoon. Sorry to tear so many of you away for Christmas lunches. Three people I've spoken to so far, anyway. This is Noblewood. We're here this afternoon to talk about housing in London and addressing the supply crisis. There is, of course, a crisis in housing in London. I think everybody in the room who's been involved in it, many of you for a long time, will know that. But the acuteness of the challenge at the moment, what with the fast-rising London population, the question about overseas money flowing into London, question about the future of the Green Belt and Greenland, all policy issues all in place at the same time, along with the taxation, my own personal favourite, the taxation, sensible or otherwise, of housing and land, indeed, potentially in London. So these are all key issues. This is, this afternoon is an event which is part of a High Five, that's the Higher Education Funding Council's Innovation Fund project, which is to look at this subject over a year. My LSE colleagues are leading this, I really am here to chair. And to update you on the project, first is my colleague Nancy Holman, who will speak 5 minutes. And then we're going to have a number of contributions. I'll introduce the speakers very rapidly. They're each going to speak for 7 minutes each. And then for 3 minutes after that, each. Is it three? Yeah, three each after that to respond to what the others have all said in the 7 minutes. That will take 50 minutes, then we'll have an open discussion. Nancy.
Thank you very much, Tony. I am going to speak for 5 minutes, or try to speak for 5 minutes. Any time you're told to speak for 5 minutes, you tend to then compress everything and find you've only spoken for 2 minutes. So I will try to keep this tight, but not too tight. First, just to say that we are now 7 months into our 14-month project, and so far we've had the launch, which a lot of you will have attended, but we've also had two of our roundtable workshops, the first on accelerating housing and the London plan, looking at barriers and problems, and also kind of some best practice examples of how to move sites forward in terms of development. And we've also had accelerating private renting, a workshop on that, I believe it was just last week, wasn't it? Yes. So what we've also been able to do, and which has been really quite beneficial for us, is we've had now two site visits to actually go out and look at some of the complexities about bringing sites forward for development. I think as academics we tend to talk about housing and say things like, delivery is very complex. You know, planning, there are lots of complexities. And actually, I think very frequently what we don't do is actually ever go out and think about what those complexities really are, what they really mean, how they look on the ground. And we've had really great success with people taking us to all sorts of places of weird and wonderful things in London, places where I'm sure many of you have never been, and places that I certainly had never been. So both inner London and in outer London, and looking at a number of sites where there were problems, for example, of remediation, of sites being cut off, of really difficult spaces which councils were trying to figure out how to actually bring forward development in these spaces that, at the end of the day, become very precious when we are constrained with land, constrained with the ability to bring housing forward. We've also gone out and looked at a number of places out further afield in London, and it's been really interesting as well to see where partnerships have been able to come together to actually bring land forward. And often these things are on the spur and happen out of various crises, various problems, various things that we might think like the financial crisis, which was really very bad, but actually brought partners together in a way that turned out to be very good. So we've looked at both barriers, like remediation, but we've also looked at areas of success. And what we're trying to do in this project is to bring all of these things together and hopefully at the end of the day have some kind of sensible inputs into this idea of complexity in accelerating housing development in London. So rather than take up a lot of time for the debate, given that everybody is given the strict timelines, I don't want to get on top of those. I'm going to turn over to that, and thank you all very much for coming.
Okay, thanks, Nancy. Now, we're going to move straight on to five panel contributions called Let's Set Yourself Up. Paul Cheshire, who is Emeritus Professor of Economic Geography at the LSE, Fran Tompkins, who is Director of LSE Cities Programme, Chris Hamlet, Professor of Geography at King's College, Joni Greeney, who is Executive Director of Development Environment in Croydon, London Borough of Croydon, and David Lammy, the MP for Tottenham, and one of the few Labour mayoral candidates who actually isn't going to stand. That's right, isn't it, David? So, 7 minutes each. You're off.